Chumas Park Ches Mishna Yid Aleph. Valzo Amar Rabbi Yeshua Lo Zuhi Truma Shani Muzer Lo Milotame. Both of these cases, and the way the Rav learns it's a machlek is actually what Rabbi Yeshua is referring to, but the way the Rav learns, both in the case that we had in Mishnah Ches, where we had a Suffolk Truma between the two barrels, where we didn't know if it was Tame or not, and also the previous two Mishnayas, where something was going to be lost anyway, where either the wine or the oil were going to be lost anyway, and can you be Tame, something that's going to be lost anyway, both of these cases, Rabbi Yeshua says, this is not the truma that the Torah says to guard. This is not the truma. Lo zuhi truma shani muzer lav milotama, ela mila achla. Pashtus, what this means is only truma that I'm going to be able to eat. But I'm not going to be able to eat these anyway, whether it's because it's going to be lost, or also whether it's because it's going to be suffik, and I'm not allowed to eat it, like the first case. This would obviously go into the whole shaila of whether suffik diaraisa is l'chumra, if that's a din mi diaraisa, derabanan, it's a whole different machlekes. But either way, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, the mitzvah to guard truma does not refer to these cases. Uval titame ketzad, what is that case that you would not allow to be mitame biyadayim? Haya oiver mi makom lamakom, if a person was going from place to place, v'kikaros shel truma biyado, and he has kikaros of truma in his hand. Amar lo evet gechovim, so a guy tells him, tein achas min v'tama, give one of them to me so I can be mitame it. I'm feeling really like I want to be mitame something. V'imlo, and if you don't, hareini mitames kula, I'm going to be mitame everything. So Rabbi Eliezer, arme yitames kula, v'al yitein lo achas man v'yitame. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, a Jew should never cause something directly, you should not be mitame something directly, even though it's going to be tame anyway. Rather, sit around and let this nutcase be mitame everything. Rabbi Yeshua, arme yaniach lefan of achas man ala sela. So Rabbi Yeshua says, in this case, you have to be careful. Normally, in other cases, you're allowed to be mitame biyadayim because it's going to go anyway. Here, since there's another way to do it by putting it on a rock and letting the guy, leaving it for him, so then the guy will be mitame and feel relief and satisfied that he's able to be mitame some kind of food. But you, the Jew, even Rabbi Shua's Maida, don't give it to him to be mitame directly. Because that, at least, you're muzer on not being mitame directly. This would be the case. The Rav says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. But again, we said in that first Mishnah with Gabi Safek that if we recall, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ayichadish Badavar. We held like over there, the halacha was like Rabbi Gamliel. That one should not take Safek Truma, even not be a Dayim. Like if it was Mukum Muncha, but Makum Mutzna, you shouldn't put it in a Makum Torpa. You shouldn't put it out in the open if you're Safek. And the reason the Rav says, Rabbi Gamliel says, because you're now to be Gairim Tuma to this, that it's a Safek. And yet, the Rav now saying in this Mishnah that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, and he explains clearly, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are allowed to. So I'm not sure.